You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. Mission Community Services Corporation, or Mission Community, is a San Luis Obispo nonprofit that helps people of all walks of life start small businesses. KCBX News invited Mission Community board member Polly Mertens and program director Chuck Jaylay to the KCBX studio to find out more about the organization and Mission Community's Women's Business Center, sponsored through the U.S. Small Business Administration. Welcome to the KCBX studio. May I ask you to introduce yourself? May I start with you?
Yes, my name is Chuck Jaylay. I'm the program director, and we're Mission Community Services Corporation. We're actually a nonprofit, and for the last 12 years, we're in our 12th year now of being the host of the Women's Business Center, which is sponsored through the Small Business Administration.
Okay, great. And may I ask you to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Polly Mertens, and I'm a member of the board.
Okay, great. And how long have you been on the board?
Just this year. I've been volunteering with Mission Community in various capacities, from being a teacher and a counselor, for the past 10 years.
Okay. Here in San Luis Obispo County?
That's correct.
Okay. Great. And so, as I said, I heard you guys speak in front of the San Luis Obispo Board of Supervisors meeting, and I had never heard of the Mission Community Services Corporation. So who would like to tell me just a bit of the history and what it is you guys do?
Yeah, we were started 15 years ago by Anita Robinson, you know, a local banker that has really had a passion for helping women start a business and helping women succeed. And for the last 12 years, we've had the SBA grant to host the Women's Business Center for San Luis Obispo, Kern, and Monterey counties. But the majority of our services are here in San Luis Obispo, with some in Kern County also. And what do? We serve, our mission is to serve the low-income, low to moderate-income women, men, minorities, and even other nonprofits to become sustainable and viable.
Wow, so you could be a nonprofit. I could have an idea for a nonprofit, and not just an individual thing, but maybe a couple of my friends, we have this idea, and we could come in as kind of a group. Is that correct?
That's correct. We can assist with that and get you started on the right path without too many stumbling blocks.
Okay, let's just back up, because for people who don't know, SBA, what does that mean and what is it?
The SBA stands for the Small Business Administration, and that is funded by the Congress each year. And the goal is to help small businesses start and succeed, because the government, although you don't always see it this way, they know the success of this country is on small business. Because you can have a town with an employer of 1,000 people, something happens with that business or trends change, the company goes out of town, 1,000 people are unemployed, and there goes the town. But if you have 1,000 small business owners, one or two of them may attrition out, you still have a viable town. Right out of college, I went to work for my dad, and his dream and passion was to start a scuba diving company.
Wow.
Because that was his hobby and his livelihood. And boy, did we suffer the trials and tribulations of a small business. You know, we held our paycheck so many weeks so we could pay the employees. And had we had an organization such as Mission Community Services to help, yeah, we would have had a budget a lot sooner than we did. We would have had known how to hire and fire people. We would have, you know, had a marketing plan. But my dad, God bless him, was someone that, you know, he'd jump off the cliff and find a rope on the way down and make it work. You know, that's an entrepreneur. So we're here to help those entrepreneurs.
Okay, great. And so you were in front of the Board of Supervisors, because what were they deciding on, and what was the connection with that? Why did you appear at the meeting?
Sure. The county receives funding from the government through HUD funds, Housing and Urban Development, each year. And part of that funding is channeled to what they call a community development block grant. And part of the block grant is centers on economic development. And so each year, you know, part of our SBA grant is they only give us half of our funding. So then we have to raise the other half, and we look to the county or the city sometimes help give us some of the funding we need.
Okay. And is it a year-to-year struggle to get this funding?
Definitely. Every year we present, I don't know how many years we've been going to the city for the CDBG funds, but we do every year. It's constant fundraising, yes. And most of our funds are primarily government-related, but we are open to private funds and private fundraising as well.
I see. Okay. Because, yeah, when I think of community block, I always thought it had to do with housing.
They have more than three sections, but one part of it does involve economic development. And some counties don't need that, you know, if they're very prosperous, but every county we feel needs it, because the mission is for the low to moderate income, and that's what we cover. That's what is unique about us and our grant from the Small Business Administration.
Okay, and so the folks that come to you, are there any stipulations, requirements, prerequisites, I guess the word is I'm looking for, certain age?
Good questions. Usually we deal with people over 18, but all the way up to people in their 70s, because a lot of people are retired and they still can't make ends meet, so they want to start a business. But most often people come with a passion, a drive, and they want to create something. In this county, it's difficult to, you know, pay your bills, even to afford rent on minimum wage, and a lot of people would have to have two or three jobs. So starting a business, owning your own business, a successful one, is a good way to become sustainable and provide a good living for yourselves and your family.
Let's say I wanted to come in and start a business. Do I have to have, I can't make over a certain amount, or is there any income stipulations? Or
there is not. You know, we, as far as our overall grants go, they want us to work with low and moderate income, and probably 65% of our clientele are that way. And as the Women's Business Center, they also want the majority of our clients to be women. And again, right around 65% of our clients are women. And which is quite interesting, because right now women for the last 5 years have been opening up businesses at 1.5 times the rate of men. So finally, you know, the glass ceiling is being shattered on all the different levels, although there's arguments at the top level it hasn't. But, you know, women are open businesses. There's no restrictions now. So part of what the Small Business Administration is doing is they're trying to find more funding, you know, for newcomers to start a business.
So tell me about some of the successes you've had. I'm looking at, you have a flyer here. I'm looking at, it says 2016 outcomes, increasing economic sustainability.
Oh, very good. Yes. One of our local success stories is, especially in the, you know, we teach our classes and we have consulting in English and in Spanish. And for the Hispanic market, it's especially important for them to receive this training, because most of them have not had the opportunity to go through the school system or attend college or universities here in California, like many of their non-Hispanic counterparts. So this may be the only place they can learn, you know, training on how to start a business. You know, everyone comes with an idea, a passion, but we cover, you know, the 12 basic steps of starting a business. And I won't go into all of them here, but it includes, you know, marketing, you know, how you organize your company. It's making sure you have enough startup expenses, making sure you're going to make enough profit, you know, and making a budget. And most people freeze up when you talk about budgets and sales forecasts, but we make it easy. And Polly, who's here with me today, was one of our star instructors years ago, and it was just awesome because she made it simple for everyone. And that's our job, teach at the level that people need to learn.
I get it. Okay, tell me some of your experience teaching these classes.
Yeah, and the classes, the main one that I taught, it used to be called Vision to Venture, and that was from the Weave group down in Santa Barbara. Now we've rebranded it. It's Start, Run, Grow, and it's a 12-week program. It's an evening class, so it's available to anyone. Even if they have a full-time job, they can take the classes in the evening. And it's really designed to help those people who have a passion for something, whether they're already in business and they're struggling and they don't have the structure of a business plan, they don't know the fundamentals of business. You know, for people who didn't go to MBA school, they didn't, you know, they didn't study something like this. Maybe they're a technician. Maybe they know how to do legal work very well, but they don't know how to run their business or market their business. So the fundamentals in Start, Run, Grow are focused on marketing, so helping them create a marketing plan. Finances, teaching them the cash flow statement, the income statement. How do you manage cash? How do you raise cash? What if you need to borrow money? And then operations. So different people have different needs in HR, in operations. Is it an online business? Is it an offline business? Start, Run, Grow gives them all of it in one program. At the end of it, ideally they have a business plan. They can, you know, march in and create their own business or take it into a bank and get money for their business to get it off the ground.
I see. Okay. And how much does it cost to take one of the 12-week courses?
You know, we have different fees based on income. So, you know, the course is valued at between $1,500 and $2,000, but we have, you know, because of our sponsors paying down the cost, and we have several main sponsors, including the state's Doing What Matters program. Wells Fargo Bank is an overarching sponsor. The county is a sponsor, and of course, the Small Business Administration. But we have set a $400 price on the class. But then, depending on income, it can go down to $100 or less.
Wow.
Yeah.
It becomes very affordable for, we hope, everyone, you know, so no one left behind, if you will. And really, it's designed for people who have an idea, but we get people in the class who are in business and they realize, I'm struggling because I didn't do the foundation. I don't know enough about the business of this. I'm out here winging it, and let me get more educated. And then what goes on to the tail end of that is we couple it with counseling. So both during the class and following the class, the second tier of what Mission Community offers is that one-on-one counseling. And that's free. It's completely free. So whether these people have come out with a business plan and they're getting started and they're excited and they're doing things, or they're still struggling, they're afraid or they're not sure where to go, they can get that one-on-one counseling to get them over the hurdles, to get them the resources, get them started. It can continue on as well, because finances in most small businesses is the tipping point. They just don't understand. Maybe they figure out social media and they're all excited about that. They get email going, what have you. But finances, they just either, you know, in this country, we have a lot of fear of it. So we help them get over those fears. So sometimes with counselors like myself, when I've sat in that role, I'll say, bring your cash flow statement each time. You know, bring your income statement, and we'll sit and we'll look at things, you know. And it just makes it really comfortable. It gets them very acclimated with it. And we help them understand that sometimes banks and CPAs and bookkeepers, they talk in another language. And we really try and help them understand this is what they're talking about, so that they can go to their CPA or talk to a bank and not feel so intimidated. Make it real consumable. Make it real easy to understand.
Man, I wish I just had it as just a human in the society. I feel so financially illiterate, and we have a high degree of financial literacy here, and so I think everybody could use that. But tell me about this. I'm flipping it over to the back, and it says this is the services that you offer. Mm-hmm. So let's hit those.
Yes, we've talked about the training programs. In English, it's called the Start, Run, Grow program. Usually 12 weeks, although sometimes we'll have a summer session. It's 8 or 10 weeks long. And in Spanish, we call it empezando, which means the start, the beginning. Then we also have the consulting, as Polly mentioned, and the consulting is so important. One of the nonprofits we work with, Cameo, they're an association that works with all the nonprofits in the state. They did a study, and they found that businesses that receive consulting had an 80% better chance of being in business after 3 years than those that didn't. And it's called technical assistance in the nonprofit world. It's just helping people learn what they don't know to succeed.
Okay.
And then the third area we do, you know, after the training, the consulting, is workshops. And we do things called brown bags or lunch and learns. In Spanish, they're called dinner and learn. And they're very successful. It's a way for people to come and have community. It's a networking event, but it's also a way to learn different cutting-edge topics. You know, maybe Facebook has done something different, and we want to let people know about that. Or maybe it's the end of the year, beginning of the year goal setting, or a vision board workshop. And they're always different topics, and they're well attended.
And they're free. Yeah.
Wow. Terrific. All righty. And so look, it says snapshot of our clients. Tell me about this. Who are the people that come to you?
Yes, we have, we actually do services in San Luis Obispo and Kern County. In Kern County, we're shifted more to the Hispanic demographic, but in San Luis Obispo, you know, we follow the demographic trends here. But women-wise, 66% of our clientele are women, and same with the low and moderate income. It's right around 60 to 65% month in and month out, you know, is our target market, and we're serving the underserved markets is what we call it. We want to reach out to those that don't have the normal channels of learning available to them or didn't growing up, so we replace the college education they would have liked to have had.
Okay, right.
And I would say that whoever we serve, even if it's, you know, we're focused on this is our mission, if you look in the room, in the classroom, or if you look at the students who attend the Start, Run, Grow, they're from all walks of life. There is no, you know, we don't discriminate whatsoever. So you may have someone who's been a successful professor at Cal Poly, and he's got his own venture. So he's been very successful in his career. He's launching off into something, let's say, post-retirement. You've got, like we said, maybe mothers who on the side are trying to, you know, take care of, you know, their own funds and, you know, do more for their family. You've got all walks of life. Sometimes some Cal Poly students will come in as well. So it's really all all of the mix. Yeah.
Okay, and where does this all go down? It says 71 Zaka Lane?
Yes, we're just down the road from the radio station here near Trader Joe's in San Luis Obispo. But it's in a business office building, and we have a conference room where we do the consulting and we do the workshops. The classes are usually too big to hold in our workshops, in our workshop area, so we'll have them off-site at various locations. And I did want to mention we did have our Start Run Grow graduation last night. Our fall class graduated, and we've done something new this year. We're having our version of a Shark Tank, where each of the students gives a presentation or a, you know, a 4-minute pitch on their business. And we have judges up front, so there's a little bit of nerve-wracking going on. And then there's prizes for the winners. And we're trying to give them a real-life situation of what they're going to be experiencing if they have to go to bankers or partners or different people to help, you know, let them know about their business.
Wow, fantastic. I'm ready to start my own business right now. So what else? What else do you want to tell us about you guys?
February 1st of 2018 is going to be our first larger event. We're inviting the community to come and celebrate small business. So we're calling it Small Business Mighty Impact. And it's really giving thanks to our small business community, both the leaders that support Mission Community and the work that small business does, supporting those people that, you know, oftentimes they work out of their home and they work in small regards. They're not seen so much. So we want to bring them out into the spotlight some of our own success stories, allow people an opportunity to come and get to know Mission Community, allow just greater visibility. And it's really giving thanks for all those people that are involved and make Mission Community successful and our small business community thrive.
Okay, and where is this going to be, and how does the general public be involved?
Yep, so you can visit our website to sign up for it because we have a room for about 100 people. It's going to be at Mindbody. They've generously donated some community space for us to host it there. Heidi Harmon, our mayor, is going to be speaking that night. We'll have some successful business owners who are going to give some inspirational talks. And out of that also, myself and Kathy Markov, who's a great local small business speaker, we're going to be talking about trends in small business. So helping bring down to the level of San Luis Obispo community, all the things that you might hear economically, what's going on online, what's going on at Cal Poly, Hot House, all these things. How does it affect our small business owners? And what do they need to know going into 2018 that could make or break their business and helping them get in action around it?
Okay, got it. So tell me, just is there any kind of threat to your funding on the federal level? What's going on the federal level with the grant funds and all that?
Well, with the new administration, there was some concern that the CDBG funds may be reduced or terminated, but Congress did approve the funding as it was for the year. So we've been given a reprieve on that until next September, and we'll see what negotiation goes on in the Senate and the House between now and then.
Okay, I'll check with you back next September. But so far, you've got enough resources now to keep the program going and full steam ahead.
Yes, as with any nonprofit, we live year to year. Luckily, we get, as I mentioned, half of our funding from the SBA, but the other half, it's always a search. And you know, one thing that our organization does not have, which is one of our goals for this year, is to reach out and develop a private donor base. Because right now it's just been through banks and counties and cities, and those are very grant intensive, and a lot of times the reporting requirements that go with them take a lot of staff time, and that prevents us from, you know, doing the consulting and the training and providing our services. And, you know, that's what one of our goals for the new year
is. Okay. I can see that people would want to, if I had a lot of money and I wanted to fund something, this seems like a lot of bang for my buck.
You know, and one of the things that people can think about, a lot of this community is people who've come here, maybe they've been successful in other areas of their career, or they just want to give back and help other people. And, they, you know, there's so much philanthropy in this community. One of the things that people who maybe are listening to this and want to give and support Mission Community is think about the people who want to take these classes, and maybe that fee for that class to start their own business, to learn about business plan, is too much for them. So they can be a donor and contribute to scholarships for those students.
Yeah, and if people want to reach out to us, you know, the website is www.mcscorp.org, or they can reach us at 805-595-1357.
Do you guys need instructors? What is there another way to support?
Absolutely. So they can contribute volunteering in a lot of different ways. So that's how I started with Mission Community. I'm now on the board after 10 years. But when I first started, it was just volunteering my time as a counselor. So if someone has an area of expertise, maybe they know something about marketing or bookkeeping or something legal, anything can help. So they can come and volunteer as a counselor. They can come and be a speaker. We're always looking for people to speak at our brown bags or give workshops during the week or on the weekends. We also just started this past year webinars. So if anyone has an interest in doing webinars, that would be something, or just volunteering to help out with our events, you know, helping support the events. It takes a little village to host this many people and registrations, following up with people too. If they enjoy hearing about success stories, we do outbound calling, following up with people, learning about their milestones. So we could use help in lots of different ways.
Okay, terrific. So 129 clients counseled. This is just last year. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Wow.
Yes, and a lot of them have received multiple sessions. Usually we'll see someone for up to 5 sessions, and at that point we reassess if we're helping them, if they're meeting the goals that we've all agreed on, meaning we and them agree on the goals, and if they are, then we can continue for another 5 sessions.
Okay.
I can speak from experience. The one-on-one sessions, when I've been a counselor and I've worked with different business owners in our community, you know, lots of different examples of people that maybe they started their business on a credit cards. You know, I know one retail owner that came to us after taking out $50,000 in credit cards. And she's like, I've got these balloon payments that are going to hit in 12 months. What do I do? And I said, we need to get your finances in order. We need to plan for this and structure some marketing so that you can meet those goals. And she was successful. She's been in business for over 2 years now. She's expanded, moved location. So lots of great things can happen with that. The counseling can go ongoing, and oftentimes it's as needed. So somebody could come in and say, oh my gosh, I need a marketing plan. And they come in, you know, all hot and bothered, and they have a lot of work to do in the beginning. And then we monitor with them. Maybe it's once a month check-in, maybe it's once a quarter. And then sometimes our clients just contact us and say, I've hit a stumble block, or I need some coaching. And so just imagine being in business and having a resource, a counselor who has a lot of expertise in this and someone to go to and get answers, you know, unbreak your stumbling block, you know, help you get through it.
Wow, terrific. All righty. And it says 57 jobs created. That's in 2016. And you can point to those. You can document that. Is that...
Yes, on our paper there, we have a success story, which is a Mexican restaurant here in town, Las Delicias de Zacatecas. Excuse my pronunciation, please. But, you know, we helped her start the business. She, you know, all the way from lease to hiring the employees. And in her case, it started as a family event. And now she's up, I think, to 12 paid employees. So it's really quite phenomenal what's occurred in the last year and a half with her store.
You know, and one thing I want to say is one of the things that's on our horizon economically and, you know, in this community is, you know, the shutdown at PG&E, Diablo Canyon. And while we don't have a, you know, tight relationship with PG&E, I'm sure they are looking for ways to create, an exit strategy or a plan for their employees so that they can stay in this area, families aren't disrupted. So part of our work in the coming years is to see how we can support those people in, you know, their transition, you know, if they choose to stay in this area, either create businesses, maybe help them with some retraining for starting up a new career in this area as well.
Yes, and we've actually had success working with PG&E in the past. One year they were very kind to give us a grant to help in the mission of our program for the year, and we did a Women at Work event with them 2 years ago. So, you know, our goal is to meet with them again and see if we can help with the things Polly said, the retraining and including, you know, new business starts as an option for a job for people.
That's right. So over the next 8 years until the plant closes in 2025, that'll be a focus of yours.
Absolutely.
Okay. Wow, terrific. I know a lot of people would appreciate that. Anything else that you want to convey?
You know, people working for nonprofits, it's also always called the labor of love. And a lot of that is because we're expected to work hard. That's who we are and what we do. But when we see the results, we see the graduates, we see a graduation, and sometimes this is the only certificate that some of these people have ever received from any course. And, you know, their family's there, the kids are there, they're cheering them on. It's really heartwarming. And then when they go out and start the business, you know, we've made a difference in their lives. And especially with the lower income people, you know, it's a chance to create a sustainable living. and create a real life for themselves, a livelihood for them and their families. And as Polly mentioned before, you know, we've seen all kinds of people in the classes, as the college professors to retired people to people in the middle age just looking for to create something. You know, they're not happy working for someone else, and they want to feel that passion and joy that's within them, and we're here to help.
I would like to close by saying Mission Community has a phenomenal email newsletter. They send it out, I think, weekly or every 2 weeks. It not only contains information about their upcoming events, but they scour the local community, whether it's in San Luis Obispo County or in Kern County, and they find things that are relevant for small business owners. So even if you're not necessarily needing something right now, you don't need counseling, you're not interested in a class, join the newsletter, and that way you can find out what's going on, and maybe you'll look at something in the future as it shows up.
Right. Okay. Well, terrific. Thank you so much for coming in. What a wonderful organization. And I look forward to hearing more about it. So check out the website.
Thank you for the opportunity. We really appreciate this.
Sure.
The website is www.mcscorp.org. Or please give us a call at 805-595-1357.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Mission Community's Women's Business Center has recently launched a new youth program, partnering with San Luis Obispo's Laguna Middle School and Sensheimer Elementary to establish an interactive educational initiative for creative youth. According to Mission Community's Stacy Aragon, the new initiative provides a strong foundation for concepts of entrepreneurship, including concept testing, basic business finances, marketing, prototyping, manufacturing, launching, and leadership. Students are encouraged to fuel their creativity and apply critical thinking skills to develop a product or service. You can learn more about Mission Community Services Corporation at its website, which is www.mcscorp.org, or just search for Mission Community Services Corporation in San Luis Obispo. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.